In this bulletin, Australia suffers its first coronavirus death in more than a month. Victoria responds to allegations governments have not sufficiently engaged with ethnic communities about the virus. And in tennis, Nick Kyrgios issues a condemnation after Novak Djokovic is diagnosed with COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australia has recorded its first coronavirus fatality in more than a month. A man in his 80s has died in Victoria. He's the 103rd person to die of the virus in Australia and the first since May the 23rd. 20 new cases have been registered in Victoria today. 7 are linked to known outbreaks. Whilst the Melbourne Showgrounds will be open this afternoon as a testing site for students, parents and staff of Keilor Downs Secondary College and available for the general public from tomorrow. 5 testing sites at shopping centres have had their hours extended, although health officials are urging people to get tested at their doctors via appointment if they can. Victoria's Chief Health Officer is defending the state's efforts to reach out to migrant communities with information about the coronavirus. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils says state and federal governments have collectively failed to engage with community leaders regarding the virus. A flare-up in the virus in Victoria has seen health officials warn against travel in and out of 6 Melbourne local government areas, some of which are home to large migrant communities. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says extensive efforts are continuing to get the relevant messages out.
When we've seen who's been identified as cases in recent days and where those chains of transmission have occurred, we've clearly reached into those communities. It's a complex process. We've always had information in multiple languages. I've been very actively engaged in multicultural engagement and I have always advocated to our comms team to engage with our intelligence team around where are our cases, what communities do they represent, and to use all mechanisms to reach into them.
Professor Sutton says one particular problem is people using non-English language social media platforms on which information often contradicts the government's advice. The federal government is dismissing the opposition's offer to start negotiations towards a new bipartisan energy policy. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has made the offer in a letter to the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has told Sky News it is hard to know how serious Mr. Albanese is about the issue. Mr. Albanese will address the National Press Club in Canberra today. He'll discuss the importance of science and listening to experts in trying to come out of the coronavirus pandemic and move to a greener future. 4 people are dead after a large earthquake in southern Mexico. The 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck the coast of southern Mexico, and the country's Civil Protection Agency recommended residents move away from the coast to avoid a possible tsunami. Any quake over 7 in magnitude is considered a major earthquake capable of widespread heavy damage. Buildings shook in the country's capital, Mexico City, hundreds of kilometres away from the earthquake. It was a shallow quake only 26 kilometres below the Earth's surface, which would have amplified the shaking. To sport, tennis star Nick Kyrgios has issued another withering condemnation of a Novak Djokovic organised tennis tournament after the news the Serbian player has been diagnosed with coronavirus. Djokovic, the number one ranked male tennis player in the world, has issued an apology to those affected. He, his wife and his fitness coach have tested positive to COVID-19, as have fellow tennis players and tournament participants Grigor Dimitriev, Borna Coric and Viktor Troitsky. Djokovic has been criticised for organising the tournament, which was played in the Serbian capital Belgrade and the Croatian city of Badar amidst the coronavirus pandemic. Kyrgios says the staging of the tournament makes anything he's ever done that's been called stupid or irresponsible pale by comparison. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 20. Adelaide, morning drizzle, 15. Melbourne, mostly cloudy, 16. Hobart, rain easing, 13. Canberra, partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, much the same, 17. Sydney, similar conditions, 18. Newcastle, also cloudy and 18. Brisbane, sunny, 21. Cairns, mostly sunny, 27. And Darwin, also sunny, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.